谢主耶稣，能跟大家一起聚会，满心喜乐。
And I thank God that I can be here and together with everyone with a lot of joy.
昨天晚上我们有一位弟兄在分享神学训练的一个感想，在伯恩帕教会。
And last night, Bowen Park Church, there was a brother who was sharing the reflections on the NYTS.
那小弟想说，我也在这边跟大家做一个分享，愿彼此能够得到造就。
And I also like to share with everyone so we can edify each other.
今年的 NYTS 有大概140个到150个学员。
And for this year, there were about 140 to 150attendees for the NYTS.
像往常一样，都有各国不同的同龄来这边参加聚会。
And as before, there were youth from all over the nation.
那今年小弟有一个特别的感想，就是到底我们要怎么样继续来带领这些青年呢？
But this year, I had a thought of how we can continue to guide these youths.
在过去几年来啊，我们带领青年都是用一种搅动巢窝的方法。我们来看圣经啊 ，stir up the nest 啊、the method of stirring up the nest.
And in the past, we have used the method of stirring up the nest as our way of leading the youths.
我们来看一下《生命记》的32章11节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32.
生命记三十二章十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 11。
三十二章十一节。
Chapter 32 verse 11。
在台下有个好处，就是可以请弟兄姐妹读圣经。
And because I'm sitting here, I can ask the brothers and sisters to read the Bible verses.
So, Michael Stacy, would you please read?
Sure. 32:11.
Thank you.
Just
11.
Deuteronomy
32:11.
Oops, 32:11.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm reading 32:32.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young. My eyes are getting bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
That spreads its wings to catch them and carries them on its pinions.
Amen.这里谈到神带领以色列百姓的一个方法。
And here tells us a method of how God led the Israelites.
以色列百姓是神所拣选的、所挚爱的。
And the Israelites are chosen, loved by God.
神让他们在旷野漂流。
But God allowed them to wander in the wilderness.
目的是为了要训练他们。
And the purpose to train them.
让他们可以完全可以进迦南地。
So,They can be perfected and enter into the land of Canaan.
那神所用的是什么方法呢？
And what way did he use?
那么神说呢，他是用好像鹰啊，搅动巢窝啊，然后再把他们这个接在雏鹰在两翅之上。
Here it says that God is like an eagle that stirs up the nest and flies over the young.
换句话说，就是这个老鹰哦，可能是在这个巢的边缘呐、啊。然后用 两个翅膀这样扇扇扇扇扇、
Which means that this eagle is flying around the nest and using its wings.
然后呢，搅动他们的窝。
And stirring up the nest.
让他们这个掉出窝的外边。
So that they will fall out from the nest.
让他们学习怎么样飞翔。
So they can learn how to fly.
那就下去呢，再把他们接起来，然后就这样反复的练习。
Then after the eagle will go down and catch them, and they will do this repeatedly.
这样子一而再，再而三的让逼他们呐、能够把翅膀呢，懂得怎样来使用他们的翅膀啊。
And after so many times, the young will learn how to use their wings.
几年前我在看到一个这个 documentary 啊。
And a few years ago, I saw a documentary.
现在纽约啊，因为我们因为森林呐、砍伐的很多。
And because we have cut down a lot of forests.
所以现在到纽约市去，你看到有一些 hawk 哦 ，hawk， 隼啊 ，hawk 就是一种鹰啊，哦，他们搭窝不是搭在森林里面，他们是搭在纽约市的高楼，在中央公园旁边的高楼上面。
And the documentary says that because we have cut down so many forests, the hawks in New York they actually build nests around the high-rise buildings around Central Park.
那他在报道呢，有一些爸爸妈妈哈呼了小鹰之后呢，这个妈妈可能就过世了。
And the documentary goes on to say that after some hawks give birth, some of the parents died.
那这个小鹰呢就要自己学习怎么样飞翔了。
Then the baby hawks would have to learn how to fly by themselves.
那最后一只，他在报道说，它一飞呢，就飞到， 当然是中央公园， 它不太会飞嘛， 一飞就飞到中央公园的树上面来了。
And the documentary says that one of the baby hawks tried to fly and fly to Central Park.
那个遇到一只 blue jay 了， 遇到一只 blue jay.
And met a blue jay.
那 blue jay 很凶的。
And the blue jays are very fierce.
Blue jay 像什么？ blue jay 叫什么？ 中文叫什么？ 我们家的后院哦，常常有一些 blue jay， 很独断的。我们家的后院那个 blue jay 很凶的。
And in my backyard, a lot of times there are some blue jays, and I can see them. They're very, very feisty.
我有没有跟大家讲过，有一次我爸爸捡到一只那个 turtle dove？ 有没有跟大家讲过，捡到一只 turtle dove 被大风吹下来，吹到我们家燕子。
And one time, my father found a turtle dove that was beaten by the wind.
因为那个它刚哭出来不久嘛，还不太会飞，所以这个 wind 呢就把它 blow 到我们的院来，
and,
吹到我们的 一庭院来。
And because the dove is still young and doesn't know how to fly, so the wind brought it to our yard.
因为我很喜欢鸟啦。
And because I like birds.
我就把它羽毛捡起来，跟我的 parakeet 一起住。
So I cut its wings and for the dove to live with my parakeets.
那到晚上啊，到早上那个它就会叫妈妈了，它那个就会叫妈妈哦。
In the morning, the turtle dove will call for
little turtle dove will
call for its mother.
那我就觉得好可怜哦，好可怜哦，没有东西吃。
And I thought it was very pitiful.
我想说啊，就把它放出去，让妈妈去喂好了。
So I thought that I should let it out so it could be fed by the mother.
结果怎么样，你知道吗？那个 turtle dove 不但叫妈妈，连那 blue jay 都叫来了。
And when the baby dove went out and cried for its mother, it also called the blue jays.
那 blue jay 很厉害哦，他一看到他那个，他就冲下来要夺那个这个 turtle dove 这个小鸟。
And the blue jays flew in very quickly and tried to snatch the baby dove.
我一看到，赶快叫牧笛，牧笛赶快出去保护鸟，我的小朋友，赶快出去救鸟。
And I told my children to save the bird.
一出去啊，哎呦，真的是啊，我们动作没有很快啊。你把那个 blue jay 很厉害，把那个小鸟翅膀张开啊，它很厉害哦，它就先把它的翅膀啊夺的，它就完全受伤了，这样子让它不能飞啊。Blue jay 很厉害。But because
we did not run fast enough, the blue jay first went for the wing of the baby dove.
啊，这个故事讲到这里了哈，先讲到说那个老鹰哦，飞下来之后呢，就大大的鹰哦，小小的鹰，但是 size 是比那个 blue jay 还大。 但是呢 ，blue jay 可以 bully 这些小鹰啊。
And now coming back to the story, the hawk, because it flew down, it had to fight with the blue jays.
啊 ，blue jay 都可以打赢他的那个时候，因为他不知道他是小 baby 嘛，不太能够发挥他的潜能啊。
And because the hawk is still a baby, the blue jays are actually stronger than the hawk.
但是我们知道说，妈妈训练小鹰是非常重要的一件事情。
So you know that it's very important for the mother to take care of its baby bird.
那他的方法就是一直的搅动，一直的搅动，一直的激发这样子。And
the way that they do it is to keep stirring up the nest.
那以前我们的 NYTS 是用这样的方法。In
the past, that's the way we used in NYTS.
那个学员来的时候呢，我们就一直鼓励你要。 你要悔改, 你要尽心尽意, 尽心尽力, 你祷告, 要用100%, 一直的这种激发他们, 赶紧的, 走到神面前, 这样子。
So in the past, when the students come to NYTS, we tell them to repent that they must put their 100% into God and they must pray.
所以你会知道学生有点半强迫, 半勉强的呢, 认真的祷告, 这样子。
So, you can see them that they were half forced to pray.
可是我们这几年来，我几年下来，我们会觉得我们的青年没有比早期的青年更进步。But
we found out that the youths are not much better than the youth from the past.
还是很多人呢，在生活上面，因为一下来 NYTS 之后呢，生活的关系啊，引诱的关系啊，还是有会走错路的，也不少啊。We
still find many youths who are because of temptations they also fall.
那这次呢，我们就会觉得同工们就用另外一种方法。
So this year we try to use a different way.
我们来看一下雅各书的 Song of Songs 第二章。
Let's turn to Song of Songs chapter 2.
雅各书的第二章。
Song of Songs chapter 2.
第二章第七节。
Chapter 2 verse 7.
雅歌第二章第七节。
Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 7.
李弟兄，请你帮我们念一下。阿们啊，这是等他自己情愿的啊，让他们能够自动自发来亲近神的一种方法。
And this is a way to wait until they are willing to do it willingly by themselves.
因为当我们的学生回到社会上，回到我们地方教会来的时候
，Because after youths return to their local church,
实在没有人在一直跟他们讲说，哦，你要祷告哦，你要读经哦，你要进食哦，你要怎么样哦，没有这个力量没有了。
There's not a force telling them that they must repent, they must pray, and they must fast.
所以发觉到我们就发觉到在 NYTS 里面跟外面落差很大。
So we can see that there is a huge gap between the time that they're at NYTS and after they come home.
那其实神训练的方法是有阶段性的。
But to train, there are steps.
就好像我们自己训练我们的孩子也有阶段性的。
Just like when we train our own children, there are steps that we take.
有时候他在年轻的时候呢，你一直逼他，你不乖我打你哦，你不乖我就揍你啊，常常会是这样。我们小朋友小的时候是这样。
And usually when they're small, we tell them that if you're not obedient, then I will beat you.
Discipline 了哈。对了，对，我上对，那个，你长大了 ，teenager， 你就不能再这样子了。
But after they grown up to be teenagers, you can't use that method anymore.
讲理要等他自己情愿呢。
You must reason with them until they're willing to do it by themselves.
所以神教导人也是有不同的方法。
So there are also different ways that God teaches us.
那感谢主，我觉得我们呢、同工有一些共识啊。那这一次呢，我们也没有说特别的激发他们爱神的情感呢、
So this year, the workers had understanding, and we did not force them to understand the love of God.
但是哦，发觉到虽然没有这样子激发的爱情哦，学生也因为长久下来啊，能懂得主动的爱神呢、啊。
But although we did not force this into them, but through time, they actually show their love towards God.
昨天晚上我听Jason弟兄这样见证，我是自己不知道的。
And last night.Listen to Brother Jason testify. I did not know about this.
他说有一组啊，他们有分组嘛。有一组人员呢，他们自己约定啊，禁食祷告三天三夜不吃不喝、啊。
And because in the NYTS they are divided into different groups, he said that there's one group that decided to fast for 3 days and 3 nights.
这个实在是是没有人跟他们特别的交代，他们自动自发这样做，就觉得很感动。
And nobody told them to do it. They just did it themselves. So I was very touched.
那因为我们早上是禁食祷告嘛
？Because every morning we have fasting prayer already.
那中午呢，就是我们特别吃饭的时间有一段祷告的时间，但是吃完饭之后还有20分钟可以吃饭，就是祷告完之后有人吃饭，有人祷告嘛，哦，但是祷告完之后呢，还有20分钟可以吃饭。
And during lunch, there's a time for prayer, but after that time of prayer, there are still 20 minutes for you to eat.
所以我知道，因为这样子哦，大家能够有时间吃饭，那所以很多人就利用那个。利用时间来祷告就对了。
And we found that a lot of the students use this time to pray.
所以发觉到真的很感谢主了，整个也是学生看到他们生命有很多的改变。
And we thank God that we have seen the changes in their lives.
在我去之前呢、有一个孩子送 email 来问了。
Yeah, before I went, I saw an email from one of the students.
他说：“如果今年再闹鬼怎么办？”
Saying that if there's the appearance of the devil during this NYTS,
因为去年在伯恩帕的时候呢，我们有个同龄被 possess 嘛，有个同龄被护鬼啊。
Because during the NYTS in Bowen Park, there was a student who was possessed by the demon.
其实那个也是神对大家的训练，因为哦，我刚当那人被鬼摔倒的时候呢，大家祷告更认真了。
And that's actually a training for all the students because when the person was wrestled to the ground by Satan, everyone prayed even harder.
从头到尾，大家看到魔鬼的力量本来很大，到最后便没有这样子。
And we saw the progression from the beginning. The power of Satan was very strong, but at the end was very weak.
那这个姐妹，因为她报名的时候，大家都知道她今年会来、啊。
And when this sister signed up, everyone knew that she was coming.
大家就在想说，今年她会不会再来一次这样子
？So everyone was thinking whether Satan would come again.
感谢主啦，就是，有一，因为他自己很认真祷告哦。
I thank God because she prayed by herself a lot.
第一天、第二天，他自己也觉得很不舒服，因为很多人都用戴眼镜在看他这样子。
And she herself felt uncomfortable because for the first couple of days, people saw her with a different point of view.
其实她也不希望这样啊，就是这样，怎么办呢？
And although she was not willing to have this, but that was a fact.
但是到第二个礼拜，其实都没有发生了，感谢主都很平安，一切都很平安。
But thank God, nothing happened.
那为什么这么平安呢？
Why was it so peaceful?
第二个礼拜，她自己跟辅导员讲啊。
The second week, she told the counselors.
好奇妙，我本来很恨我妈妈那个恨，我本来是自己很难拿掉了。
And she said that at the beginning, she really hated her mother, and she could not take away this hate.
这个恨呢，在这礼拜祷告当中，神自己把它给拿掉了。
And she said that God had taken this hatred away from her.
当然，那的过去我们不了解，但是我们知道啊，还恨他弟兄的啊，这个。 都是走在黑暗当中的啦，走在黑暗当中的会跌倒了，所以每个人的生命会有一些事情，都有一些原因呐。And
although we do not know her past, but we know that when someone has hate, they walk in darkness.
那这样我们就知道说，其实搅动潮窝滑，或者是等他自己情愿的方法，其实只要成熟了，都是 work 的，都可以。 都可以，只要带领孩子到神面前来，神都会亲自教导他们，爱他们了。
And I've realized that it doesn't matter which method you use, whether you stir up the nest or you wait until they're willing.
Both can be working as long as God is with us. 这是第一个感想。
That's my first reflection.
我们再看第二个感想，我们看犹大书的20节。
Second. Reflection is in Jude.
犹大书20节。
Jude verse 20.
林姐妹，请你念。犹大书20节。
Jude 20.
犹大书20节。
Jude verse 20.
你叫林慧梅姐妹吗？还是要叫你李姐妹？ 啊，这边讲说我们要在至圣的真道上造就自己了。Here
says that we must build ourselves in the most holy faith.
我想我们无论是带教会的青年，或是带我们自己的孩子，都是一样。I
think that regardless of whether we're guiding our own children or the youth of the church, it's the same.
唯有神的话才是人心，神的话真的是我们心里的一个力量。The
word of God is a strength in our heart.
有神的话在当中呢，在我们心中有一种潜移默化改造心灵的效果了。And
the word of God in our heart has a effect of changing us.
真的，仁者心之气也，人呐，真是一个新的产物了。And
God is indeed a new creation.
人呐，就是 what you are is what you think 了哈。你想什么，你那个就是那个人，所以我们那个道理就可以改变人的心思意念了。
And because we are what we think, so the word of God can change our way of thinking.
那我就会觉得，真的，你做150个人，怎么样管理他们呢？
But with 150 people there, how can you manage everyone?
我知道神的道理真的可以控制人的心呢。
But we found that the word of God can control the heart of man.
每天晚上呢，我大概他们11点睡觉嘛。
Every night they sleep at 11 p.m.
那我就会下去巡逻一下。And
I would go and walk around.
那第一个晚上就一个弟兄哦，这个不睡觉，在我。 在这个读圣经，用 computer 在读圣经，大家都是要 computer 的那个 screen 没有很强嘛，他就在那边读圣经这样子。And
the first night, I found a brother who was not sleeping, but I was reading the Bible on his computer.
当然很认真了，哦。And
of course, he was very studious.
但是总觉得你没有精神，明天上课精神不太好，所以就跟他劝勉。So,
but because if you do not have enough sleep, you will not have enough energy the next morning.
那时候就劝他睡觉，他很顺服了。
So I'd encourage him to go sleep, and he listened.
真的没有什么人在讲话。And
there weren't too many people talking.
那第二晚上再下去巡逻。So
the second night, I went to walk around again.
一个弟兄时间大概十一点熄灯嘛，十点五分，十一点五分在那边做 push up.
And because the lights out time was at 11 o'clock, but at 11:05, there was one brother doing push ups.
但他很安静的做嘛，哈。
But he was doing it very quietly.
就跟他拍拍肩膀就可以了。
So I just tapped on his shoulder.
第四晚上开始，大家都知道我会来。
And starting from the fourth night, everyone knew that I would come.
我感谢主啦, 其实他们都真的很乖很乖哦。
But thank God, they're all very obedient.
所以睡觉都睡得很好, 所以都很有精神, 学习道理。
And they all slept very well, so they had enough energy to listen to our God.
我们在 NYTS 有个特色, 就是少, 没有讲什么生活, 都是讲经卷啦。
During the NYTS, we do not talk about life, but we talk about the Word of God.
当然这次 NYTS GP 不太一样, 他们讲了一门特别的这个味道学, 比较特别一点。 Apologetic.
Yeah, but this year, in the graduate program, there was a topic of apologetics.
有时候我们觉得那个道理没什么味道, 对不对?
But sometimes we think that the word of God is not very flavorful.
就好像吃麻辣, 吃麻辣, 吃久了觉得都是道理, 都是麻辣, 不好吃。
Just like eating manna is the same every time.
但是真的很有力量。
But it's very powerful.
我其中有一个孩子给我感受最深刻的。
There's one youth that had a very deep impression on.
因为他要回去的时候，问他说：“你有什么感想？” 他跟我讲这个经文呢，哦。
Because before this person left, I asked them whether they have a reflection, and they shared this verse with me.
看哥林多后书11章第2节。
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2.
哥林多后书11章第2节。
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2.
11章第2节
Chapter 11 verse 2.
哥林多后书11章第2节。
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2.
Linda, 请你念一下。 这里就说保罗说他把弟兄姐妹献给神，好像贞洁的童女一样。
Here Paul is saying that he is giving the members to God just like he's giving a chaste version.
那神对他们所起的一种愤恨，就是是什么呢？当他们的心偏向于邪的时候呢，第三节说的呢，那么保罗就会取一种神的一种愤恨。
But when they go and go to other gods, God is angered.
There's a godly jealousy, 对不对? Godly jealousy, 神的一种嫉妒了，一种属灵的嫉妒。
And God is jealous with the godly jealousy.
这一节告诉我们说，嫉妒啊，这样看起来嫉妒有两种了。
Here it tells us that there are two types of jealousy.
有一种是不好的。
One is not good.
当别人比我们好的时候，我们不舒服啊。
And it's when others are better than us, and we're jealous.
这个是不好的。
This is a bad jealousy.
但是有一种记恨，有一种嫉妒是 godly jealousy， 是从神来的嫉妒，是好的。
But there is a jealousy that is good, which is the godly jealousy.
比如说结婚有第三者，这个你不感到不嫉妒，这个是不正常的。
For example, in a marriage, if there's a third party, if you are not jealous, then there's something wrong.
所以神常常因为我们偏向世界啊，神有一种愤恨 ，godly jealousy， 他会觉得我这么爱你，你怎么不爱我呢？哎，真是难过啊。
So when we love the world, God has a godly jealousy.
那有一个传道人在礼拜六早上，他的题目就是 godly jealousy， 就是神的愤恨。
And on Sabbath morning, one of the pastors used this topic, godly jealousy.
那一个学生离开之后，他就发觉到说，原来他以前对罪都是从自己的角度来看。他说，哎呀，犯些小罪没有什么嘛，反正神都会原谅，神是慈爱的啊。So
this youth found out that in the past, he viewed sin only from his own perspective, thinking that these are just little sins.
所以对小罪就会麻木，没有感觉。So
they're no longer sensitive to the little sins.
但是他在道理当中会觉得说，原来人啊要从神的角度来看罪，不是从自己的角度来看罪。But
from the word of God, he learned that we must view sin from the perspective of God.
这样子观念就完全不一样，他会觉得从今以后他绝对不要在神起的那个。 起得那个愤恨，让神来难过，让神来生气。And
this viewpoint is totally different because now he no longer wants God to be jealous.
那你就会知道他的生命呢，就是因为这样子一个道理，就有了改变。以后他交朋友，他的观念完全就不一样了。And
because of this teaching, he totally changed his life. And in the future, when he make friends, he would choose differently.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们呢用道理啊，常常来改变我们的思想啊。
So we should often use the word of God to change the way we think.
有一个姐妹啊，她这样说啊。
There's one sister that said.
他说第一个礼拜，因为他平常比较少参加 seminar， 他又当传道在讲道理的时候呢，他都想一个问题，他说传道又在给我们洗脑了，一直这个观念。第一个礼拜，他是这样一直觉得传道从头到尾都在给我们洗脑啊。
And the sister usually doesn't attend seminars, so for the first week during the class, she often thought to herself that the pastor is trying to brainwash us again.
但是第一个礼拜他的感觉不一样了。
But the feeling was different the second week.
真的心意更新变化啊！我们真的是跟外邦人不一样的，我们是独居的民呐、啊，我们应该听神的道理呀、啊。
And she realized that we are different from the Gentiles, and we should listen to the word of God.
啊，所以道理真的在我们生命当中有一种潜移默化、改变心思意念一个强大的力量。
So the word of God has a great power to change the way that we think.
我们再看小弟的啊，小弟在台南小弟的第三个感想哦。
And for the third reflection,
提多书的三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
Jason， 请你念。三章五节。
Titus 3 5.
这边特别跟我们提到说，圣灵会在我们生命当中一直更新我们呢。
Here it tells us that the Holy Spirit will regenerate.
我们呢日常生活当中有些坏习惯、不好的观念呢，借着祷告啊，一直的啊，让我们罪洗干净，啊，圣灵可以这个把我们的罪啊污秽洗去。
And sometimes in our daily lives, we have the wrong ways of thinking, but the Holy Spirit will wash us.
那圣灵会一直继续的，除了道理之外呢，改变我们的生命。
And the Holy Spirit will continue to change our lives.
所以祷告真的是会使大家觉得不一样。
So prayer will make us feel different.
真耶稣教会到底有什么？我常常这样想。真耶稣教会里面有什么？
What's in the True Jesus Church? I often think to myself this question.
我这次到达拉斯教会去。
This time I went to Dallas Church.
我们很多从不同种族的弟兄姐妹啊受洗很多。
And there are many different baptized.People from different ethnicities.
这些弟兄姐妹他们有个特色。
And there's one characteristic.
第一就是他们圣经非常熟。
The first is that they're very familiar with the Bible.
所以他们听到这个五大教义的时候，马上被吸引住啊。
So when they heard the five major doctrines, they were attracted.
这些很多人他们原来都是安息日的遵守者，都是遵守安息日的。
In the past, all these people had kept the Sabbath.
所以你听他谈道理啊，主要的道理他可以翻得比你还熟了。
So for the doctrines, they can actually flip the Bible faster than you.
但是我们也发现，同样发现到一个问题。
But we also found one problem.
就是他们在外教会哦，其实外教会的牧师口才都很好啊。
Because the pastors in the other churches are very eloquent.
那我们教会第一个要透过翻译才了解真理。
And for our church, we must go through interpretation.
啊，第二呢？这个讲道人都不让翻译翻完就开始讲下去。
And second, the speaker usually doesn't wait for the interpreter to finish.
我常常有这个毛病啊，对不起啊。
And I myself have this problem.
那所以他们啊，再加上我们的口才不见得那么好啦，说实话啦。
And to tell the truth, we are not as eloquent as the other pastors.
你听那个收音机啊，你看电视、啊。
If you listen to a radio or watch TV.
真的，人家那个训练，人家是几百个人，人家的，我看哦。我们教会不是没有这样的人呐、啊，这样的人都去当医生跟律师了啦，不是没有了。
Although we have people that are as eloquent in our church, but they do not become pastors. They usually become doctors or attorneys.
哦，是不是这样
？Isn't that true？
我发现一个问题，就是这些朋友们呢喜欢查经，因为他可以一直发表自己的意见。不是朋友，我们的信徒啦，这些新受洗信徒很喜欢查经，因为可以发表意见。但是我听道理就是没有办法坐得住，因为为什么呢？就是我刚提到的，我们的道理对他们来讲吸引力没那么大。
And we found that during the Bible studies, these new members are very willing to share what they have learned, but during the sermons, they are not. It's not as easy for them.
那我们再想过来哦，再想过来，其实我们教会到底有什么可以吸引别人
？So I think what is in our church that can attract other people.
真的，当然就是我们的五大教会是最特别的，真的很多人听到，真的很喜爱的，很特别，因为是神启示的。
And of course, as the five doctrines that we have, this is the most attractive.
除了圣灵跟这个我们五道教义哦，其实很多地方，我们无论是我们的外在的环境啊，我们的诗班也好了，我们的建筑也好，你在谈什么跟别人比，我看都没有办法比啦。
Aside from the Holy Spirit and the five doctrines, we really can't compare with the other churches.
那所以当我们的弟兄姐妹来到教会的时候
，So when the brothers and sisters come to church,
如果他们在圣灵里面没有体会到神的话
，If they do not experience God through the Holy Spirit,
化解到真的很难吸引他们持续在教会里面成长啊。
We find that it's very hard to to keep attracting them for them to grow.
但是只要一个人在圣灵里面体验到神的存在
，But if a person can feel God through the Holy Spirit,
化解到怎么化解到带领这个人变得非常简单这样子啊。
We find that it's very easy to guide this person.
所以有个同龄啊，我们真的在 NYTS 大家祷告都时间够长，所以他几乎每一个人呢在圣灵里面都有很多的体验。
And because there are long prayers in NYTS, so many of the members have experiences.
我现在谈几个我听到他们的一些感受。
And I will share some that I've heard.
有一个芝加哥来的弟兄这样跟我讲啊。
One brother from Chicago told me.
他传道，我这样到底正不正常啊？
Asking me, Pastor, am I normal?
当我跪下来祷告的时候
，When I kneel down to pray,
我总是觉得好像我眼前呐、啊，不是真的看到，总是觉得我眼前好像看到一幅图画这样子、啊。
Feel as if when I kneel down to pray, there is
a picture. As if there's a picture.
As if there's a picture in front of me.
不是真正看到哦。
He did not really see it.
但是总觉得心中有一幅哦，这样就是有一幅常常有一幅那种好像一个主耶稣啊，他好像一个婴孩被主耶稣抱在怀里面这样子爱他那种感觉。
But he often feel that he's like a baby and Jesus is holding.Him.
我觉得这个没有什么不对啊，只要是从圣灵来都是好的。
I thought that this is okay as long as it's from the Holy Spirit.
他说最近呢、啊，他常常不晓得他因为到人生一个转捩点，他不晓得人生要走哪个方向。
And because he is at a turning point of his life, he doesn't know which way to go.
那祷告一直跟神求啊。
And so during the prayer, he asked God.
那突然之间就一个另外一个图画就出现了。
And suddenly another picture appears.
他说一光哦，一个光啊，一个光，可是他看不到方向，就白白的一片光都看不到方向。
He saw light. He could not see any directions, but just light.
好像这么多选择，不晓得他应该啊走哪个方向，只是他都走在就是想要走在神的一个光里面，但是不晓得啊不晓得走哪个方向。
There are so many directions to go, but he doesn't know where to go. But it's all covered in light.
突然之间在这个白色的光里面呢，他看到仿佛看到一只手伸出来啊。
And all of a sudden, in this light, he saw a hand coming down.
啊，给他一个灵里的感受，就是不管他往哪里走啊，都有神的手在扶持他。
And this gave him the feeling that no matter which way he chooses, God's hand will be there.
我想这样子都是从祷告来的，这个不是说你做白日梦可以做得到的。
And I think all of this is from prayer. You cannot daydream these things up.
真的，这是这个我们祷告神呢、啊，常常在我们心灵里面有很多的感动。
And often when we pray, we feel the movement from the Holy Spirit.
在 NYTS 7P 呢，其实这是第二年、第三年有一个毕业考试。
And during the graduate program, because this is the second or third year, they would have a test.
那我们这个班呢、啊，主要有两件事情啊。
And in this class, there are two things.
第一就是你要服务两年，
first,
四个礼拜。
First, you must serve for four weeks in 2 years.
对哈、哦，那你这样才能毕业了哈、
哦。Only after this can you graduate.
那这个服务呢，都是自己要掏腰包的。
And all of these services are voluntary.
现在已经有人到南美洲去了哈、哦，那也有人花时间帮教会写刊物了。感谢神，这些青年都很，就是很爱神呢、啊。
And there's already some people going to South America, and some are writing for the church.
那第二个条件就是呢，你一定要通过一个毕业考试。
And the second, you must pass a exam.
那你要通过毕业考试，因为那个考卷就是神学院的入学考试卷，
and,
美国神学院的入学考试卷。
And that exam is actually the entrance exam to the TTP.
我们就这样给他们考吗
？So we gave these tests to them.
那实在是不好意思了哈，因为大家声音很熟，但是一考到这个分数也都没有考得很好，哎。
Although everyone is very well versed with the Bible, but when they take this test, they do not have very good grades.
所以我们把总分提到150分呢。
So we
我们本来100分嘛，想说哎呀，他们考认真这么认真，算了，提高到150分，看几个人会过这样子啊，就是好多题目都加分就对了。
Although the test the high score is 100, we raised it to 150, so and we gave a lot of bonus points.
可是还是有人没有考过这样子啦。
But there are still people who cannot pass.
那我们就怎么办呢？哎呀，不想要伤他们的心啊，怎么办呢
？So we didn't know what to do. We did not want to hurt them.
怎么办
？So what do we do?
我们就想一个问题：我们在训练到底要训练文士，还是要训练有生命力的信徒
？So we ask ourselves whether we are training
scribes
or for life, for life application.
我们忽然发现到一个事实啊，主耶稣哈训练十个门徒，不是训练文士。
And we found that when Jesus trained the 12 apostles, he did not train them in literature.
Did not train them as scribes, 对不对
？As scribes.
哎，主耶稣是一种生命的训练哦。
But he trained them in their lives.
所以当然我们就是希望他们能够过关了
哦。Of course, we hope that they can pass these tests.
当然，他们一定要把圣经读完了。
And they must finish the Bible.
但是有一个弟兄因为没有考过嘛哈，没有办法，实在是，明年再来了，他一定会考过的。
But there's one brother that did not pass the test, but he will come again next year, and he will pass.
他后来来跟我讲啊。
Later he came to talk to me.
因为祷告够了，主耶稣亲自安慰他了。
Because in a prayer, God comforted him.
他说他知道自己没有考过的时候。
When he said that when he found out he did not pass.
他跪下来。
He knelt down.
跟主耶稣说。
And told Jesus Christ.
主耶稣对不起哦。
Saying Jesus, I'm sorry.
连你的话我都不懂啊。
I do not understand your words.
当他读到这句话的时候，当他这样跟主耶稣的时候，他就一直掉眼泪。
And when he said this, he started to shed tears.
后来他觉得主耶稣那个祷告的那一种跟神的亲密啊，就好像他第一次得到圣灵一样。
And the intimacy of that prayer was felt just like when he just received the Holy Spirit.
The first time when he received Holy Spirit, 那结果呢？到最后就是。主耶稣他一直跟他安慰啊，跟他讲说，其实啊，知识是一回事，你要遵行我的话是另外一回事。
And Jesus comforted him, saying that knowledge is one thing, but to keep my words in your life is another.
所以你会知道，我们做长时间的祷告哦，那个神会自己亲自带领他们。
And we feel that through prayer, Jesus Christ will guide them.
另外一个弟兄他在祷告之后这样讲啊。
There's another brother after prayer said this.
他说这几年来呢，对一些罪恶啊，他觉得一些小罪啊，他已经麻痹了。
And he said that in the past few years, he has become numb or insensitive to these little sins.
因为在公司上班嘛，难免第一次老板带他们去一些不好的地方，因为跟中国大陆做生意，第一次没有办法受不了，他就离开了。
And because of work, he had to do some business in mainland China. And because the boss took them some places and he couldn't take it, so he left.
那第二次，老板就跟他讲说，如果你再这样的话，我要把你砍头啊。
And the second time, the boss told him saying that if you do this again, you'll be fired.
所以以后老板带他们到不好的地方，他就住在那里，然后就跟人家聊天。他不做坏事，但是也没有离开那个不好的地方啊。
But so the second time when the boss took him, he went to these bad places, although he did not do the bad things, but he was there.
但是长期下来，他就觉得这个这样子没有什么了，没有什么。
But over time, he felt that this is okay.
但是这次来参加 NYTS， 自己在跟神祷告的时候
，But at this time during NYTS, while he was praying to God,
心中有很多的感受，觉得自己原来已经陷这么深了，自己都不知道。
He had a lot of feelings, and he realized how far he has fallen.
他原来神的话是对我们的改变是渐渐的，事业上的那些不好的一种观念给我们的观念，也是渐渐的啊侵蚀到我们的心里面来。
And he realized that the word of God changes us gradually, just like the temptations and the sins from the world comes to us gradually.
他说主啊，我一定要有个改变，请你告诉我该怎么做。
So he asked God, saying that I must change, but teach me how to change.
当他这样想，又把圣经打开来读的时候
，So when he thought about this and opened the Bible,
刚好他读到约翰福音第八章
He read John chapter 8.
神跟他讲，就刚好看到那一节 ，Go and sin no more. 走，不要再犯罪了。
And saw the verse saying, Go and sin no more.
所以我们会知道，真的在这个地方，很多人哦，因为神的那种大大的一种感动啊，让他们对他们生命有很多的醒悟啊，跟调整啊。
And we saw that because of the movement from God, we saw a lot of changes in their lives.
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天我们要常常在过这种祷告的生活。
So we must often live in this life of prayer.
圣灵会一直的给我们力量，更新我们。
And the Holy Spirit will continue to give us strength and renew us.
我们最后看一点。
Lastly,
看使徒行传十二章十七节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 12.
十二章十七节。
Chapter 12, verse 17.
小静，请你念一下。十七节，对不起，二章十七节。十二章十七节，对不起，十二章 12:17。
Acts 12:17。
当彼得被关创出来之后他把他的经历跟弟兄姐妹分享了，坚固他们的信心。
After Peter was released from prison, he shared his experience.
那这样信徒就得到造就了
And then the other disciples were edified.
我们晓得，小弟，我们发觉到说，在 NYTS 里面同龄之间的分享造就很重要。
And during the NYTS, we learned that the edification between the members is very important.
所以常常弟兄姐妹尤其是有经历过的，也是他们那种年轻生命的人一见证影响他们同侪，影响很大。
And when they testify about their own lives, it touches everyone.
那这次有一两个见证真的也很感动我了，我很感动很多年轻人
And there were a couple of testimonies that touched me and also touched students.
那个见证那个主题围绕在一个活祭就是大家都要把自己献上来给神来用的那种观念的分享。
And the topic was saying that everyone must be a living sacrifice.
有一个年轻弟兄他见证婚前他怎么样的一种过一种婚就是交朋友的生活。
And there's a brother who shared that before he was married, the life that he had making friends.
真的，他的见证我掉了很多眼泪。
And I shed a lot of tears during that testimony.
我真的很感动。
I was very touched.
感动地方在哪里呢
？How was I touched?
他立志在婚前不牵他那个人家介绍的了他那位姐妹的手直到结婚的直到行完结婚典礼了。
He made a determination not to hold the person's hand before he was married.
那位姐妹是东部人她这样讲。
And the sister is from the East Coast.
她说东部的孩子呢见面呢有时候会彼此 hug 一下。
And she said that the people in the East when they see each other they will greet each other with a hug.
那个弟兄他们订婚之后都跟她讲说这样子。他好像不能接受。
But the brother said that even after being engaged, that he could not accept this.
为什么他这么样的严谨呢
？Why was he like this？
因为他初中的时候答应他 RE 的老师宗教教育的老师。
Because during junior high, he had promised his RE teacher.
他们甚至这个签了一个文件。
And they actually signed a contract.
说呢，我们一定要保守这个，我们一定要跟异性保持一个距离，直到我们结婚的时候。
And this contract says that we will keep a distance with the opposite gender until we're married.
我听了实在是哇，我们这耶稣教还有这样的青年呢。
And when I heard this, I thought that we still have these kind of youths.
我真的是很感动。
So I was very touched.
我相信很多人听了他的见证之后都立志在婚前保持圣洁。
I'm sure that many brothers and sisters after hearing this testimony.Made a determination to keep themselves holy.
所以常常我们在听他们的见证我知道我们就有好多可爱的年轻人。
And hearing these testimonies, I realized that there are many lovable brothers and sisters in church.
所以让小弟联想到，其实我们之间的团契生活很重要。
So I realized that it's very important for us to fellowship.
有时候我们不晓得怎么样走这条天国路
Sometimes we do not know how to walk on this path.
但是有些人他们真的靠着神走过很多人生的考验，他们能够走得非常的漂亮。
But there are many people who, through the help of God, have walked on this path and conquered many obstacles.
他们讲出来的时候，我们就觉得感谢主，他可以做得到，我也可以做得到
And when we hear about their testimonies, We thank God saying that if they can do it, we can do it.
因为啊，这位青年谈到说，他真的很盼望在结婚的时候能够得到神的祝福。
Because his brother said that he hoped that in his marriage he would be blessed by God.
盼望有一天他能够来这边做见证啊，真的是一个很美的见证。
And I hope that one day he can come here to testify. It is a great testimony.
这是小弟在这次的一个感想。
And these are some reflections from the NYTS this year.
求耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们在十月底啊，有一个 NATS。
During the end of October, there is a NATS.
为什么我们要办这样的活动呢？
Why are we having this type of activity?
我们觉得我们很多年轻人在 NYTS 真的得到造就。
Because we feel that many youths are edified through the NYTS.
但是我们成年呢，因为时间的关系啊，没有时间来参加这样的活动。
But the adults, because of time, they cannot attend the 2 weeks of NYTS.
所以我们把这个时间缩短，变成一个礼拜。
So we have shortened the time to 1 week.
我们 target 的对象就是你的孩子已经念大学了。
And the target audience is if your children are already in college.
因为你可能你还大学毕业了，或者反正你不用再看你的孩子了嘛，对不对啊？所以你就比较有时间，你就进来吧，哈。
Because if your children are in college or have graduated, you do not have to keep looking after them, so you have to.
那第二个对象就是你还没有孩子。
And the second audience is for those who do not have kids yet.
那你没有两个礼拜来参加 NYTS。
But you do not have 2 weeks to attend the NYTS.
请你呢，来试试看哈，这个生命的一段时间献给神，祷告。人生啊，真的没有比神更吸引我们的一个对象了。
And you should give it a try to give some time to God and in prayer.
真的，人生没有一个人比神可以更吸引我们。
And there's no one else who is more attractive than God.
你再唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.